Good morning, church, and happy Sabbath. I had to do it. I've been blessed this morning to be able to speak to you and present a poem that God has laid on my heart. I chose to do this one this morning because this is a true, because yesterday my family and myself and the children, we got in a wreck. And God blessed us that no one was hurt, and, you know, my little hood just a little bumped up, but that's okay. And this poem is the equivalent of how I feel on this morning. And it's so funny, we had drama practice last night. So I texted to Michelle and told her, I said, what you doing there? I said, God, I got to go around my church family because I just had a wreck, and I got to come to church, okay? Thank God. So this poem is the poem that I chose to do, and it's called I Love Life. I love life because I am here. I love living. I love living because of man. I have no fear. Now, before I get too deep, there's something that you just have to hear. With joy, I must leap because God is so good. He allows no demon to creep into my life. You know, it amazes me how God's technique causes plans to unveil. And I ponder over the peculiar roads we travel, yet we still have the ability to prevail. So many times a situation takes place, we often ask, what's next? Yet with faith the size of a mustard seed, yes, only a trace, not a single one of our problems leave us vexed. I love life. It would be an insult to feel any other way. I love life. As I open my eyes and I embrace each new day, when talking to God, I am unaware of the tears which stream from my eyes. I feel so close to our Father whose love I hold so dear. Rest assured, this prose is no brag or boast. It is my desire to do the will of our Father, because God commands this of you and me. Only through his blessings we will go farther. He is the definition of true liberty. Now, some make their own interpretations that they don't need God and he is only a comforting sensation. But open your Bibles to Genesis, Exodus, Psalms, Proverbs, or any book so you won't remain in the dark. Open your mind and your heart and allow God to make his mark. You will see that without God's love, there will be no you and I. We were created to do God's will, so fall in line and reach for the sky. I feel favored because I have been enlightened in my spirit. I am so very blessed with the truth, and I want everyone to hear it. So forgive me if I laugh out loud. But it's the sound of pure merriment. What Jesus does for me daily could never obtain any natural measurement. Speak of brilliance and hold the reality of it in your heart. Eat, live, breathe, and sleep faithful. Blessings and miracles are never far apart. Now, blessings don't mean money, and it don't mean fancy cars or even diamond rings. It's the true love that is given when most of the time we don't do anything. We are not worthy. We're not worthy. Because God, your love is firm. And at our ugliest moment, your heart is never hard. And humbly I say gracias, merci, toda, grazie, asante, or as most of you know it, thank you, our dear Lord. Thank you. Amen.